Ruth, chapter 3. And Naomi her mother-in-law said to her, My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now isn't Boaz our kinsman, whose maidens you were with? Look, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself therefore, and anoint yourself, and put your raiment on you, and go down to the threshing floor, but don't make yourself known to the man, until he is done eating and drinking. And it will be, when he lies down, that you will mark the place where he will lie, and you will go in, and uncover his feet, and lay down, and he will tell you what you will do. And she said to her, All that you say I will do. And she went down to the threshing floor, and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had ate and drank, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came softly, and uncovered his feet, and laid down. And it came to pass at midnight, that the man was afraid, and turned himself, and saw that a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth your slave, spread therefore your skirt over your slave, for you are a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be you of Yahweh, my daughter, you have shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you didn't follow young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid, I will do to you all that you say, for all the city of my people does know that you are a worthy woman. And now it is true that I am a near kinsman, nevertheless there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it will be in the morning, that if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, good, let him do the kinsman's part, but if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then I will do the part of a kinsman to you, as Yahweh lives, lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before a man could discern another. For he said, Don't let it be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. And he said, Bring the mantle that is on you, and hold it, and she held it, and he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and he went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who are you, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley he gave me, for he said, Don't go empty to your mother-in-law. Then she said, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not rest, until he has finished the thing this day.